Time now for your letters, and our mailbox was filled with ones praising Hal Cannon's piece last week on ultralight aircraft. Susan Wilhoit represented many of you when she wrote, "I just finished listening to the segment on taking flight in a tiny aircraft. Bravo. My thoughts, mind's eye, soared. I fancied being in an ultralight, buzzing above the landscape, in the clouds, free as a bird. Thanks so much for the piece." However, Ken Jansen did point out a downside. It was very clear how thrilling it must be for some to soar aloft in such a device, he wrote. What was not mentioned is the intrusive noise these aircraft generate over otherwise peaceful neighborhoods. The unwanted intrusion I have suffered as an ultralight has buzzed my home uninvited leads me to ask ultralight pilots to consider if they often are not, though unintentionally, being very rude. Our segment about separation of church and state also generated several letters. Frank A. Corradine wrote, "The phrase constitutional separation of church and state was mentioned several times. There is no mention of separation of church and state in the Constitution or First Amendment. In fact, the First Amendment specifically provides for the free expression of religion and only prohibits creating an established or government-sponsored religion." Mr. Corradine continued, "At its fundamental essence, religion is the expression of faith, and faith is what we believe. I pray that all Americans are honest enough to advocate what they really believe. The opposite is to lie and act deceitfully." Finally, John Doran wrote in about our interview with Anne Garrels upon her return to Baghdad and called it a superb blend of journalistic credibility and sensitivity. He continued, "Her assessment of Iraqi man-on-the-street opinion on the current chaotic state of affairs hit the mark with feeling and logic. Her report should be required listening for all Americans now charged with the seemingly impossible task of changing the Iraqi world and making them like it." Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. Once again, that's WESUN@npr.org.